Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about America at its best. The 5th annual Refresh Leadership Simulcast, sponsored by Express Employment Professionals, can best be described with 4 words: welcoming, informative, interesting, and memorable. The presentations by John Mackey, Dick Vitale, and Christine Cashin were filled with starred thoughts and inspirational anecdotes. They provided wonderful moments of discovery and insight about leadership. Different in design and structure, each presentation made a permanent mark on my heart and soul. These are but a few of the suggestions that lifted our spirits and provided practical insights into effective leadership. John Mackey, the co-founder and co-CEO of Whole Foods Market, believes that conscious capitalism can enhance corporate performance while improving life for everyone. He encourages leaders to find a higher purpose, and he challenges them to seek the good, the true, the just, and the heroic. Leaders should put purpose before strategy. For Mackey, the successful leader has the courage to do what is right. Driven by a higher purpose and a spiritual motivation, conscious leaders are empowered by a desire to serve and an ability to love. They make it a priority to understand others and empathize with them. For the conscious leader, integrity is the key that opens the door to success. It enables them to do things that will lift people up. Love, care, trust, and fairness will unite people and overcome our greatest enemy, fear. Mackey encourages people to study timeless wisdom. If you want to learn about leadership, hang out with Abraham Lincoln. Don't fill your head with junk, and always remember, you can't lead others until you lead yourself. John Mackey's mantra can be summarized with 7 words: follow your heart and continue to grow. Dick Vitale used his time to tell a love story. Yes, Mr. Energy is in love with life, and he repeatedly emphasized his love for family, friends, and sports. He believes that leaders set the tone. They empower others to lead by delegating authority, but they must have a plan and develop goals. For him, the commitment to make the goal a reality is the secret to success. He does not believe in the word can't. He loves a challenge, and he is grateful his parents gave him the priceless gifts of love, family, passion, pride, punctuality, respect, and responsibility. He is quick to point out that we are defined by what is in our heart. If you are good to people, people will be good to you. Fame and fortune are empty. Good decisions about the way you conduct yourself are everything. There is nothing greater than giving. The 4 D's of success for Vitale are desire, dedication, determination, and discipline. In the end, he believes that great leaders should be judged by a simple test. Did they do everything they could to be the best? There is no question that Dick Vitale meets that standard. At one point in his presentation, he shared this thought: if you think you are mediocre, you'll be mediocre. Dick Vitale is anything but mediocre. He is a larger-than-life example of what it means to be a winner in the game of life. Christine Cashin knows a lot about handling conflict and stress. She also knows that successful leaders energize employees, and most people don't leave bad companies, they leave bad leaders. In an entertaining way, she shared her practical message. She reminded us that we have the power over our attitude. It doesn't matter what happens to you. It's what you do about what happens to you that matters. It's how you see the world that makes it happen. We teach people how to treat us by our behavior. What you say comes your way. We must be more creative about the way we solve problems. Don't be too quick to kill ideas. Don't judge. The way to get good ideas is to get many ideas. Don't whine, do. Don't take up space at someone else's dream job. Take charge of your day, your life, and your use of technology. We are out there, elsewhere, but never here. Take a technology fast and practice the rule of Lou Holtz. If you come to me with a problem, bring 2 solutions. Lighten up the environment. And remember, people need your love and support. Do everything you can to prevent mood poisoning. And always remember, you can be the fountain of change, growth, and happiness, or the drain of whining. the choice is yours. A wise and thoughtful man once said that each day holds a surprise, but only if we expect it can we see it, hear it, or feel it when it comes to us. Let's not be afraid to receive each day's surprise. It will open a new place in our hearts, a place where we can welcome new friends and celebrate more fully our shared humanity. The 5th annual Refresh Leadership Simulcast provided many pleasant and transformational surprises. It opened a special place in the hearts of thousands of people across America who wanted to learn and grow. They want to help Bob Funk and the Express Employment Professionals team realize their dream to put 1 million people to work annually. As my wife and I left the session at the McCann School of Business in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, we felt renewed because we had just experienced America at its very best. Thank you, John Mackey. Thank you, Dick Vitale. Thank you, Christine Cashin. Thank you, Bob Funk, Bob Lozier, and all the members of the Express Pros family. Thank you, Amy Clegg, Jeff Doran, Kathleen Nolan Barrett, and Kathy Barrett, for your kind and welcoming way. Without a doubt, you are brilliant examples of the face of America on its best day, and we are in your debt.